That's why the neoadjuvant setting becomes such a good one, because then the first biopsy is your diagnostic biopsy and your second biopsy is surgery. And that could be the early stage lung cancer patient treated in the neoadjuvant setting, the early stage prostate cancer treated in the neoadjuvant setting, and so forth. The problem there, of course, is if you do treat with an agent in those types of trials, it needs to be an agent that's relatively safe because you're treating potentially curable patients.
Do you see a move in the direction of more neoadjuvant studies with this kind of strategy in lung cancer?
Well, I'd like to say yes, but it is difficult for a number of reasons. One, in the neoadjuvant setting, we rarely would use one of these new agents alone. We often would want to use chemotherapy as well, you know, platinum-containing chemotherapy. So then it becomes difficult to isolate the effect of just your new biologic agent because you've given chemotherapy as well. One thought has been to give drug, you know, prior to resection in someone with stage 1 or 2 cancer who wouldn't ordinarily be a candidate for chemotherapy anyhow. The problem there would be, and I think it's a doable trial, how long can you wait and put someone on a new agent before you do the surgery? How long can you delay the surgery? I would think the most one could do would be 2 or 3 weeks. And then the problem there is, while you might see some biologic effect because you would have a biopsy from diagnosis and at the time of surgery, is that enough time for any of these new agents to actually demonstrate a response? Now, as I'm sure you're aware, some of the newer CT scans can pick up tumors within millimeters of difference, but with half-lives of some of these drugs, some 4 or 5 days, you don't really reach steady state before that time occurs. So that's the problem with that type of approach. The other concern is, by the time an agent's safe enough to do in this setting, because you wouldn't take an early phase trial that hasn't had a great deal of experience in patients and someone who's going to have potentially a curative stage 1 resection, the question's not as exciting as it would have been.
Yes, it all gets back to whether or not you can predict response, because if you think about it, in breast cancer and the neoadjuvant study of trastuzumab by Jenny Chang in locally advanced breast cancer, but her 2 positive tumors, she was able to see clinical responses as a single agent to 3 weeks of trastuzumab.
Right. You know, that's, of course, as you know, been the experience with some of the EGFR inhibitors, and those that respond, it's quick. So it might be possible if you can select the right patients.